When it's really late at night, feeling lonely, just turn on your radio to 6PR, and that man we know will be there with us.
Our friend John Lewis, he's the warm voice that listens to us.
How old is this man called John?
John Lewis.
Good morning. Right now, we have someone very special to join in. And it's interesting, kind of like a family in the way that our next guest has come to us. We were speaking to Karen Jacobson. Now, Karen is the Australian voice, female voice, that you hear when you turn on your GPS and she guides you all the way home. You have reached your destination. So we had a good chat with Karen. Now, Karen has a niece by the name of Jess Hudak, who is a very, very good singer. This very, very good singer met a very, very good life coach. And the life coach is Amy Applebaum. Now, Amy Applebaum is a very famous life coach who's been on so many top-rating TV shows and, of course, radio shows as well, and is here with us this morning, joining us. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
How on earth did this connection come through that you met our friend, the niece of Karen, Jess Hudak?
Oh, really great question. I met Jess. Basically, people come to me because they've got a dream or a passion, something they want to accomplish, and that's very entrepreneurial. So
yes.
Whether they're performers or they're starting their own business, and they really need to kind of break through certain obstacles in order to get there. So she had heard about me because, again, you're talking about family here. She had heard about me through one of her girlfriends who had utilized my services. And so she contacted me and, you know, let me know that she had this dream of being moving, touching, and inspiring people through music, and she didn't know the business of it, and she didn't know how to do it, and she was so depressed because of it. So she wanted somebody to really help her break through her fears and challenges to get to where she needed to get to.
Where do you start? Do you, first of all, sit down and have a chat and find out very clearly what it is they want?
Yes, I have a very specific six-step process. So no matter what the obstacles are that people are going through, I take them through the same six steps. What makes the program different, obviously, are their goals. Initially, we start off with looking at what the problem is, because a client's going to come to you because they want something that they're not getting. So once we've really identified that, we look to the underlying problem, the thing that's causing them to not achieve that. Once we've identified that, we move to step two, which is what you just said, John, and that is, what do you want? And it's not necessarily that simple. It's not as simple as saying, oh, I want to be a famous singer. So we really investigate where you're trying to get to. Steps three and four are dedicated to looking at how the way that you think and how the way that you behave actually create the problem that's preventing you from getting what you want. Steps five and six, we begin the process of shifting your thinking and your actions immediately so that you start getting what you want. And it's not just a linear process. It, you know, a lot of the steps are happening at the same time, but it's about getting into action quickly. And that's where people get stopped. They have an obstacle, they get stopped, they no longer move. My job is to give them assignments that move them towards their goal immediately and hold them accountable to those.
That's very powerful. I'm thinking, Amy, the very first step sounds like it might be the very most difficult step. A lot of those fears, even if you could identify them, you don't want to because we're so scared of our fears. We don't even want to see it because that may make it more real.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Each step has its own challenges, even though they're very easy to say, but you're absolutely right. Really identifying the underlying cause. And because part of that, John, is, isn't it, you know, we have to identify that we're the cause, because if we're not the cause, then we can't do anything about it.
That's right. If we're not the cause, then how are you going to fix it? So what have some of the obstacles been, and how did you get over them?
Every obstacle has to do with two things, your mindset or the way that you behave, and or it's usually some combination of both. So whether you don't believe that you can achieve what you want, or you think that you're not educated enough to achieve what you want, or, you know, your belief system creates how you behave.
Well, we've certainly seen examples of that. If you dress poorly and you walk into a room with finely dressed people, you'll just want to hide, yet you're no different to any of them. And if you put on a suit or a top quality dress, you're the same. So what's with that?
That's a great example, because in that case, usually someone's unaware of that. They're not, you know, what they want isn't necessarily in alignment with what they're doing. So that's in a case like that, we're looking at what actions that you may not even be aware of are you doing that are actually sabotaging your ability to be successful. And there are so many of those in each case. And my job is to investigate what yours specifically are so that we can start to shift and change that.
How do you get the person who says, yes, I want to make the change, how do you get them to clearly see and honestly accept that they are putting these obstacles in?
Well, you know, typically that would be a little bit more of a superficial problem, in the sense that most of the time, John, the reason they're not getting what they want is much deeper. It has to do with these underlying beliefs as to whether they can, or how they're behaving in relationship to their beliefs. And I think it's all about building rapport, understanding their psychology. My expertise is I understand how people think. And once I can understand how you think, how you process the world, the context with which you think. You know, we all have a bunch of stories in our lives that define who we are, but I have to understand the way you perceive those stories and events that have happened to you. And once I get that, then I know what needs to shift and change. So initially, before I'll ever take a client on, I ask a lot of, you know, determining questions that help me identify their commitment level. Because at the end of the day, what I'm asking them to do is whatever it is I give them to do. And so there's a trust that has to be there. And if they want to move past their obstacle and they want to achieve their goal badly enough, then they'll say, I surrender. You tell me, I'm open. And yes, of course, there's challenges throughout the program.
Yes.
But,
yes.
You know, Jess can't see, I'm using Jess as an example. She can't see herself doing anything in the world other than creating, making, and performing music. So she surrendered and said, okay, clearly what I'm doing isn't working.
I love those two words you said earlier, commitment level. I would think that would be a lot of it. I would think if you're the sort of person who feels that you're lacking in so many of the areas that you need for your particular goal, if you have the right commitment level, do you think it wouldn't matter how much you're lacking? As long as you've got the correct commitment level for your talents, you could still succeed?
Yep, I do. I think you have to be honest about where your skill set is, as well as where you're, you know, who you are emotionally, how you behave in the world. You have to know who you are. It's all about self-awareness. Once you know those things, then you can work around them. You know, so for example, if you're starting a business and you lack certain skill sets, but you can get those, you can make up the difference by either employing somebody else or bringing on a partner or learning those skill sets, then it doesn't become a disadvantage to you. So the big fear for people is self-awareness, is really knowing who am I and what do I need to do in order to be successful. If I'm somebody who, listen, I can learn how to wake up every day and say, I want to learn how to want to wake up and exercise, right? Like, I don't want to do that. It's not going to happen. So for me, I do better when it comes to exercise when I bring on a partner or I make a commitment to somebody else, because this is me, Amy Applebaum. When I make a commitment to someone, I follow through with it. So rather than trying to become somebody who loves to wake up in the morning and exercise, I get a partner and I show up. Does that make sense?
That makes so much sense. And what I love best about it is it's so simple, isn't it?
It's all so simple. It's crazy to me the way we create problems for ourselves. But we all do it. And all of us need those mentors, coaches, team players, you know, cheerleaders in our lives to help us see what we can't see, and a willingness, what you said it earlier, is you have to have the commitment to move past it.
What about cheerleaders in our lives? Now, what would a cheerleader in your life be? Is that someone who is supporting you, not necessarily doing anything else, but just saying, yep, keep going, love what you're doing?
Yes. In fact, I'm in the middle of a book that I'm writing right now that will be coming out in 2010, and one of the sections is, it's called Release Your Inner Millionaires. And one of the sections in the book is about building up that team of mentors. And that those mentors are broken up into several categories. So cheerleaders are those people in your life who support you. They don't tell you what to do or what you should do, but they are there to celebrate the wins and support you during the challenges. But there are other types of mentors you have to have in your life too. For example, mentors that will hold you accountable. So like what I do, I'm a coach. not everybody has to go out there and pay a coach. They may have somebody else who can hold them accountable in their life, but that's a different type of person. That's someone who's going to get in your face and say, here's what's happening, and this is what you need to do, and this is what you committed to. Keep going. So there's different types of mentors. And then, especially when it comes to business, you want to have those mentors around you who are much smarter than you in whatever area you're trying to succeed in.
You make it seem so simple. There's a plan. Now, I'm thinking a lot of what you have is on your very clear website, and I love how simple it is to find on the internet. You just type in your name with a .com, and you're done. Amy Applebaum as one word, .com. You go straight to your website. Even boot camps. So boot camp for your brain. I like it.
Boot camp for your mind, yes. that is the original. I've been a life coach for over 8 years. And my company has, you know, I founded bootcampforyourmind.com, and that's been my company. This year, starting 2010, I am releasing releaseyourinnermillionairess.com, where I will be focusing more on entrepreneurs, specifically female. And these are women who aren't, they don't have to be entrepreneurs right now. They could be aspiring to be. They could be performers, actors, people who are in charge of making their own money. Because with everything that's gone on in the economy, these female entrepreneurs are just exploding, and they need resources, they need help, they need coaching, they need information. And when you watch somebody like Jess rise up from the ranks and you see what women can create when they really apply themselves, I'm excited about this new shift.
I'd quite like to be a millionaire too. Do you think it would work for me too?
Well, yeah. Of course. Good. I work with probably 45% of my individual clientele are men, and have been for the last 8 years. This is just a new part of my business where I will be providing some information for women.
And where do we find your protege? Maybe we can call Jess that.
JessHudak.com, and that's JessHudak. And then go to myspace.com/JessHudak. And you can find all of her new songs from her EP on her MySpace page.
And to find out more about yourself, of course, we can go to your website, amyapplebaum.com. You're a special person and a remarkable person. I'm very glad you could spare the time. Thank you, Amy Applebaum.
Thank you. I'm so grateful you had me on.